producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. I got to get me some more Scorpion stuff from them, and when I do, my... my ISIS welcome wagon bag is going to get lighter because I'm going to eliminate some bigger things because this stuff works just as well and carries just as much and lighter, smaller. But that's the Scorpion line is one of thousands of products they sell. A G-code holster literally has multiple configurations, literally. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I want to do a shout out. 10 years old, tender age of 10 years old. And young Ava Korzenewski went out the other day and completed her range safety and shooters instruction course. I've seen a picture of her group that she shot with her 10/22. Let's just say I've shot worse groups. Congratulations, young lady. Your dad is raising you the right way. She's the daughter of one of the ninja grandmasters, Dan Kay. If you train with guns and if you carry a gun, most people that carry guns for self-defense are carrying a semi-automatic. And one thing that you need to incorporate into your training is this thought process. Your body's not going to go where your mind has never been. What I'm referring to are malfunctions. With a self-loading firearm, which is what a semi-automatic is, there are a lot of malfunctions. The common ones include poor technique by the shooter, mechanical problems, bad ammunition, dirt, improper lubrication, weak springs and magazines. With so many potential failures that are facing you, you have to train to fail. You have to prepare to work through that malfunction. Three most common malfunctions in semi-auto handguns are misfires, double feeds, and failures to eject, or as you might call them, a stovepipe. A misfire, also known as a failure to fire, occurs when the firing pin hits the cartridge and the round does not go off. The main causes for this malfunction could be a bad primer caused by an indentation or blemish. The slide may have ridden forward, causing the gun to not fully go into battery. You can have light, wrong, worn, broken springs, a bad firing pin, or carbon buildup on the working parts of the gun. If you've had work done to your pistol, which is about half of the ones I carry, that may only work with certain primers. One of the things I found with the Salient guns, because they've lightened. They're using a lighter weight firing pin. Sometimes it has issues with steel-cased ammo. I don't carry that in self-defense, but I do train with that from time to time. I can't do that with the Salient guns. I'm pretty sure that could be addressed if I brought it up, though. Some primers are just too hard sometimes, like steel-cased. Then there's the failure to feed. This can occur when the casing from a fired round doesn't fully eject and two rounds get into the chamber, or a double feed, as you might. As with a misfire, there's many possible causes for the double feed, whether it's the ammunition or an improperly seated magazine or a dirty chamber or faulty magazine spraying. A double feed is identified by the slide of the gun being partially open. It has not popped back into battery. Then there's failure to eject. This is the stovepipe. This is when the brass did not fully make it out of the way before the slide tried to pop forward, and it is blocking the way. This can be caused by underpowered ammunition, a dirty chamber, improperly lubricated gun, a weak recoil spring, and by failing to manage recoil properly, by holding the pistol incorrectly or limp-wristing it, as some people might say. All of these things you have to train to work through. Most people do this by using something called snap caps, which are just plastic renditions of rounds. They're just solid pieces of plastic that fit into the magazine. And different people teach different methods. Now, my comment, you know, you're going to observe it. If it is a failure to eject, you're going to rack the slide. But then there's a possibility you might get a double feed out of that, too. A lot of people want you to drop the magazine initially, not all the way out, in some cases, if you can do it. A lot of people get you into a position they refer to as the workspace for you to work through with this while you're still on target, but your gun is at an angle. Always, when you're training to do that, however, you need to be mindful of this fact. If you're working a malfunction and you're training to be in a gunfight, standing there and working the malfunction is not the way to go. You've got to be moving when the malfunction occurs. You've got to get out of the line of sight. You've got to get off of the X. Now, some ways you can avoid these malfunctions. You can buy quality ammo. Read that to be factory ammo. That's what I carry. I carry high dollar, more than I want to spend, self-defense designed ammo. When you seat the magazine into your semi-auto handgun, do so firmly. Push, don't slap. Sometimes that will cause it not to seat. When you release the slide during loading or reloading, do not slow it down by riding it forward. No matter how many times you've seen Sonny Crockett do that. Pull the slide all the way back and let it go. Rip it and let it go. It's the momentum of the slide, the weight of the slide, the spring, all of that stuff in concert that's making everything get into battery. If you've been shooting a lot or using your handgun in a wet, dirty, or dusty environment, give it, clean it, you know, wipe it down, re-lubricate it. That will not replace correct cleaning of the firearm after a shooting session, but it involves standard field disassembly, wiping and brushing down all the components and lubricating them before reassembly. And when you're shooting, maintain the proper grip. Don't lip wrist it. If you hear a click and not a bang, the easy thing to remember is to tap, rack, and assess. Tap the bottom of the magazine with the palm of your hand. Rack the slide chamber for a fresh round. Make sure visually that the slide is in battery, and then continue shooting. If that doesn't clear it, then lock it open, clear it, and reload it. You may encounter all kinds of other malfunctions, and other people may have their own spins on how to clear them. Asking a competent shooter for help is your best bet if you're drawing a blank. Go take the time. The defensive pistol classes, for those of you who may be, these are not tactical operator classes. They're very easy on the body, as long as you're not. I did one time in 106-degree heat. That wasn't fun. I couldn't hydrate enough. I fell out of that class. Defensive pistol classes, though, unless you're in the Mojave, are very easy to take, and you will learn some valuable tools. You learn to shoot and move, backing away, walking sideways, sitting, standing, laying, leaning on the target, and you'll learn how to clear malfunctions, because they'll pass out the snap caps and you've got to be able to work it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the only holster I use. Inside the waistband, outside the waistband, it's no matter to me. No matter at all. They've got a holster for every need, for every application, and you can move it all over the place. You can mount it to your dash, you can mount it to your thigh, your chest, your hip. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. What kind of a mindset do you have to have if you're carrying a gun? I've said it many times. Let's break it down into components then, shall we? If you're already carrying a gun, one of the first rules of gunfight is to have a gun. So let's shove that one out of the way and let's talk about, 20 other things that you may need to be considering if you're carrying a gun for self-defense. If you're doing this, you need to be prepared to use deadly force. This means against any man, any woman, any pregnant woman, teenager that is going to attack you, you have to be ready to employ deadly force. You may have to employ deadly force against a coworker, a neighbor, a teammate, a friend, or even a relative. You may have to physically hurt or kill someone that you know, or someone you've talked with, or someone you like, or someone you think you know well. If you are not prepared for that, don't carry the gun. You need to have a plan to kill everyone you meet. The old military adage still holds true. If you're prepared for every possibility, you will be able to react or act quicker in a gunfight. Speed matters. Action is faster than reaction. If someone's pointing a gun at you, you're going to have to act fast. He can pull the trigger anytime he wants to, and you're going to be DRT. Dead right there. Never, ever get involved in a Mexican standoff where two people just stand there and point guns at each other. That's a Hollywood thing, and you're not living in Hollywood. Make sure that you positively identify the threat and target, and then shoot. Be absolutely sure of this target before you pull the trigger. If you're too quick on the trigger, you might shoot the wrong... You own the round when it goes downrange. You own it. So make sure it's going where you intend for it to go. Shoot from behind cover if it is available. And know the difference between cover and concealment. Concealment means they don't see you. Cover means they can't shoot you. Move, in that particular case, only if you're gaining a tactical advantage without sacrificing your own safety as well. Shoot on the move. Shoot, then move. Move, then shoot. Static shooting will get you killed. Save that for the target range where you can't move. When you get out there and you're actually seriously training, movement needs to be part of your shooting your shooting scheme. Don't turn your back on the threat. If you need to retreat, do so, but don't turn your back if possible. Keep your eyes on the threat. Your eyes are the key in battle. Protect your eyes. Keep your head on a swivel. Don't hesitate. Hesitation is going to kill. Hesitation is your enemy, but so is shooting too fast. Never give up your weapon. If someone other than a police officer tells you to drop your gun or give up your gun, don't. Be prepared to use it, but if you give it up, you could die. Shoot center mass. One of the reasons we shoot center mass is it's a bigger target. And even if we don't hit center mass, we're going to hit right center, high center, left center, low center. It's going to be somewhere near the center, which means that round is going where you intend for it to go. Don't shoot the wound. Don't shoot the leg. Don't aim for the shoulder. If you have to shift targets because it's not working in center mass, target two is the head. Target three is the pelvis. That's it. But first, be shooting center mass. Know what you're shooting. Know your ballistics and how it pertains to wound penetration. If you're justified to shoot, realize that this attacker may still be a threat after one or two shots. So keep shooting until the threat is stopped. If you want some insight into this plan, go visit an ER doctor in a big violent city. Shoot until the threat stops. A lot of these drills you'll take have these two shots and stop drills where they're, you know, and some of that's to conserve ammo. But try a six-shot drill on the target chest. See how quick you can get six shots into a target's chest while moving. Carry a trauma kit. there's a chance in a gunfight you might get shot, or somebody around you on your side of the aisle might get shot by the bad guy who's trying to shoot you. So keep something like that handy. You'll need it when you least expect it. If you're having to clear rooms, don't give that space up once you've taken that space. Maintain that space. It is okay to retreat. That is a common military military tactic. And there are clever ways to do it. You're not going to be able to employ these in a self-defense situation. But retreating is not cowardice. It's getting the tactical advantage. Don't give up. Don't let your fear overtake you. You can be scared. And you should be scared. But you've got to act anyway. Acting in the face of fear is called courage and is what is needed in a gunfight. You're going to have to be aggressive. When you are put into a violent situation, violence coming from you is going to be your friend as long as it is controlled. You can be tactically smart, but be aggressive in movement and attitude. Call it what you want to call it, but in the end, it's going to be the most violence that wins. You might want to take a few classes here and there on disarming somebody. Learn those things and be confident with your weapon. And last but not least, train hard. Eisenhower once said, training in all of its phases must be intensive. The harder you train, the more you'll begin to conquer your own inner weakness, your own fear, the more confidence you'll gain. So your skills are perishable. Continue to hone them. It's fun, and it will serve you well. Keep adding to that tactical toolbox and set your mind for what you hope never happens. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. I wore two of them the day before yesterday, and it worked. One inside, one outside. They're the only holster I carry. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, we've talked about clearing malfunctions. We've talked about the mindset needed. Now, let's talk about an actual self-defense scenario, something that actually occurred here in South Carolina. And what the ramifications of some of these things are. There was a Family Dollar store here in the upstate, and I believe it was in the upstate of South Carolina, somewhere in South Carolina. And a good Samaritan noticed that a masked gunman was leading one of the employees to the front of the store. He had a gun to his head, had him on his knees. The good Samaritan drew his gun on him and said, "Hey, don't move." At that point, the gunman swung around, and before he had a chance to aim the gun at the Good Samaritan, the Good Samaritan shot him. He didn't want to shoot him, but he did. And, of course, the family was upset. Now, here's the question. As self-defenders, and there is no right or wrong answer to this. This is just something to consider when you're carrying a gun around. If you see something that like that, what is the proper response in this situation? For some of us, morally, we're not going to allow ourselves to let something happen to somebody else. Now, the proper response against an attack is any response that's going to work. In this case, the good guy aerated the bad guy, who put innocent life in imminent danger of death or grievous bodily harm. I can say imminent. And as a result, as always, the armchair quarterbacking. You know, this is not meant to cast aspersions on a successful defensive gun use, because this was successful. So, in this particular instance, we were good on this one. Now, put yourself in the same situation. A bad guy has a gun pointed at an innocent's head, leading him to the front of the store. Do you yell out, "Hey, don't move"? No, you don't. That is not a good idea. It takes less time for a bad guy to swing around and shoot you than it takes for you to shoot him. Action beats reaction. Never mind that it didn't hear, assuming that this went down the way the Good Samaritan said it did. From a practical point of view, surrendering the surprise part of the speed, surprise, and violence of action recipe for defensive gun use is a strategic blunder. Not to mention that this guy might not have been alone. He might have had an armed accomplice with him, and you just gave away your position. Didn't think about that, did you? And you should. Your head has got to be on a swivel. You've probably seen these TV shows and movies where these guys are just looking all around, and you're thinking, that's really cool. I wonder what he's looking for. He's looking. When you see this, and this is something that you're trained on in the military, when you're looking around like that, you're looking for other people, you're looking for obstacles. When you see them looking left, they're looking for other people, they're looking for obstacles, because they might have to go left. They might have to go right, they might have to go forward. So, yes, your head is on a swivel, you're looking for a lot of different things. It is the bus that you don't see that kills you. So you have to be on the lookout. You know, you're coming up, gun out, you're ready to go, but you got to be looking. You cannot just get tunnel vision. I know that's a common thing that does happen in these instances, but you can't do that. You can't do that. Now, in this instance, when you see this happening, at least here in the state of South Carolina, I'm entirely within my rights to shoot and kill the perpetrator without warning him, without giving him a chance. He has an innocent life in danger. I am empowered to employ lethal force in that situation. If you see a firearm aimed at an innocent, you have a green light. But the other problem is this. You didn't see this at the beginning of the incident. You have to be sure that this person with the gun to their head is an employee and not the bad guy that the employee got the upper hand on. ID the target, threat. How did this particular guy know that this was a bad guy? The perpetrator could have been a plainclothes cop arresting a thief dressed as a dollar store employee. Or a good Samaritan collaring a dollar store employee who'd just gone postal. Those are very long possibilities, but they are possibilities. Unless you know exactly what you're doing or what's going on before letting loose the ballistic dogs of war, you know, you could inadvertently send yourself down the legal road to hell, even though it's paved with good intentions. There's another option here for the armed citizen. The armed citizen can walk away. He can walk away, he can get to a position of cover, he can continue to observe, and he can call the police. Once again, you are entirely within your rights to not engage the bad guy. Even if the perpetrator had killed the employee right then and there, the Good Samaritan had no legal obligation to act to protect innocent life. He could have called the cops with a description, maintained his level of ammunition and his gun. That's not to say that that's what he should have done. If I'm in that situation, I'm probably going to insert myself into it. But an armed citizen, all I'm pointing out is that they have an option. They have an option. You have an option. You have the option to do whatever it takes to make sure you go home at the end of your shift, you know? But nothing draws gunfire like gunfire. Morally, that's another thing altogether. That's something that you impose upon yourself. That's all based upon your set of values. But at this particular moment, you can basically say to yourself, shoot or don't shoot. You have that option. And the situation will change in front of you. And you may lose that option. But if you insert yourself, you need to be prepared for that change in the situation. You need to be prepared to bring more violence to the situation than was originally there, and to end the threat. And Mr. White, as this guy's name, what was his bad boy's name? Adric White. He hesitated. Well, Mr. White didn't. The Good Samaritan hesitated. And he managed to win. But that's not always going to happen that way. He gave up a tactical advantage by announcing his presence. He exposed himself to an armed accomplice had he been there. And he was hesitating. And hesitation will kill you. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they've got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I'm going to be doing a setup, and I'm going to do a review on video of what I'm going to start carrying. I got a new belt yesterday from Mean Gene Leather, which is a hybrid belt. It looks like a dress leather belt, except it's a rigger's belt, and it's stiff. And this is going to be, I'm going to design a whole system around this just because this is a good belt. I've got a good holster. I've got a good mount for the holster. And I'm going to be putting scorpions all over it, and I'll be putting that out there. This is, indeed, the only stuff I'm going to run. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. In Washington State, the Seattle Times now falls off. If they ever had any, they've lost it all now, as far as a lot of people are concerned. They've fallen out of the credibility reservation. They are bemoaning the fact that out-of-state gun organizations are coming in to Washington State to try to push back against I-594. They did an editorial yesterday whining over possible legislative challenges to Initiative 594, the 18-page gun control measure that takes effect this week and may still face legal battles. And, well, there's a lot of reasons that they're whining about it. One thing that you need to understand, any state that tries to undertake this, just because you don't believe like I believe in the Second Amendment, that doesn't make me a second-class citizen. And I have every right to challenge what I feel is unjust and unworkable law. The Times complained about possible efforts by the National Rifle Association to blunt the initiative's onerous provisions by working with lawmakers in Olympia. According to the editorial board, state lawmakers already face a weighty agenda of education funding mandates and transportation infrastructure needs, so any out-of-state NRA meddling on the popular battle item would be a distraction. Okay. You guys are a bunch of hypocrites. Because where were you when Michael Bloomberg was throwing $2 million at
at it.
Where were you then? There's a little out-of-state meddling for you. Where were you? Who complained about Shannon Watts, a Indiana resident, showing up to champion I-594? Where was the editorial board when Gabrielle Giffords and Mark Kelly from Arizona showed up to testify on how smoking hot I-594 is? You have no credibility, Seattle Times. You've lost it. Okay? You have lost it. And you know, the ones that are going to push back are going to bring every tool to bear. They're members of the NRA in Washington State. They're members of the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America. There are people that aren't a member of anything and just think this is a stupid law because it turns regular people into criminals because it's aimed at them. By no small coincidence, a columnist in the Las Vegas Review-Journal who yesterday extolled the virtues of a similar initiative drive in Nevada is being blasted by readers of that newspaper. They saw what happened in Washington. They want none of it in the Silver State next year or in 2016. And Nevada gun owners are already stepping up. Last week, Nevadans for State Gun Rights sent a letter to Secretary of State Ross Miller requesting that the initiative petition recently presented by the gun prohibitionists be invalidated because it did not comply with state law. Specifically, and this is the letter they sent, NRS 295.056.2 states, if a petition for initiative proposes a statute or an amendment to a statute, the document or documents must be submitted not later than the second Tuesday in November of an even-numbered year. All documents which are submitted to the county clerk for verification must be submitted at the same time. If the documents concerning the same petition are submitted for verification to more than one county clerk, the documents must be submitted to each county clerk on the same day. And allegedly this did not happen, according to Don Turner, who heads the gun rights organization, who signed the letter. He said the petitions were required to be submitted on November 12th. Accounting for the November 11th holiday, statewide in one county, petitions were not delivered until the 13th. What would the Seattle Times editorial board say about Mr. Turner's letter? Is that meddling? Gun rights organizations, including the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, along with the NRA, have tens of thousands of members in Nevada. Would it be meddling for those groups to fight the gun control push on behalf of its members? Since their members are there, this whole I am the NRA thing, you know what I'm saying. One gun rights activist group is planning a December 13th demonstration in Olympia to protest I-594. These people are Washington State residents. No big gun rights organization is busing a caravan from out of state. They're cognizant of the fact that the I-594 is not the end. It's the beginning of a frontal attack on Washington gun rights and on the rights of gun owners all over the country. That much was confirmed in a November 21st email sent by Zach Silk, I-594 campaign manager. He wrote, when Washington State said yes to 594, we showed reformers across the nation that not only they can not only fight, but also beat the gun lobby at the ballot box and bring common sense reforms to our gun laws. But we're not done yet. There's so much left to do to reduce gun violence here in Washington. With the win under their belt, so this is a trophy for them. Okay, the anti-rights lobby feels a little momentum to push its entire agenda. Up next could be safe storage proposals, attempts to ban assault weapons, and other efforts to marginalize gun owners and discourage the exercise of the Second Amendment right. And when that begins, here comes the big out-of-state money to help fund the lobbying effort. So when people fight back, they're resisting the erosion of their rights. They're not acting without justification. We understand, we in the gun rights community understand exactly how this works. If it happens in Washington State, the border is open between Washington State and the other states in the Union. Likewise in New York. Likewise in Connecticut. Likewise in New Jersey. Likewise in Maryland. We understand this. California keeps trying to lead the way, but I mean, they haven't, the SAFE Act, when I look at the SAFE Act, it's not as bad as the total body of work as California has in front of it. But California does it incrementally. The SAFE Act was one big pile of pain that was shoved down the throats of New York State citizens by a governor hell-bent on having his way. And he still isn't getting his way. Because they're still defying the registration orders. And, you know, one of the things they'll tell you is that only police should have guns. So coming out of Texas, as soon as I get Law Shield people on here, I'm going to ask them about this. The other day, there was a road rage incident where an off-duty Texas Reserve deputy constable pulled up alongside a woman and shot her in the head. Kenneth Kaplan was not on duty at the time of the incident in which he was involved, nor was he displaying any article connecting him to the Harris County Constable's office. He wasn't on duty. And that's a good thing. I got a question. They're saying they've confiscated they've taken his credentials and removed him from status in law enforcement. That's the first move. The second move is while he's there losing his ID, while he's there being stripped of all of his stuff and having all of his stuff ripped off of him, a la Judge Dredd, next step up is the handcuffs. Because he attempted to kill somebody. That's not something you lose a job for. That's something you lose your freedom for. I get a kick out of all of this inconsistency. It just makes me realize I'm never going to be done with this. I'm never going to be done with this. And that's okay. That's okay. Saturday, we're going to be doing a remote broadcast at Adventures Outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia. If you're in the Atlanta area, come and check us out. There's going to be me, Such, Tack Daddy. Sage Industries is going to be there. Head Down Industries is going to be there. Come check us out. And we'll do this again in 22 hours. And between now and then, remember this, please. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.